We can't get exceedingly abundantly above with limitations. We can't get that. We can't get that. But also, we must not allow people to fertilize their fears on us. We go through life saying that we want to achieve these goals. We go through life saying that we want to live a certain life, but yet we don't want to grow financially. So when I say financial growth, I'm not just talking about monetary. Right? When I say financial growth, I'm talking about skill set. I'm talking about the ability to see opportunity when everybody else is scared. I'm talking about your ability to perform, collect assets. I'm talking about your ability to produce passive income. I'm talking about your ability to have a blueprint, be the architect of your family's last name. I'm not just talking about growing your money. I'm saying growing your net worth. I'm talking about increasing your purchasing power. I'm talking about changing the trajectory of not just your life, but the whole way that your family lives life in general. Your financial growth is non-negotiable. Your financial growth is non-negotiable. How is it that you can truly say you want a thing, but yet not do everything in your will to achieve said thing? The human species is the only species that limits their growth. The human species is the only species that put limitations on the things they can do. It is a natural instinct. Matter of fact, let me rephrase that. It is an innate nature to push yourself above and beyond. It's an innate nature. That's why when we see, like, we look at the animal, we see them do things, you'd be like, why would you do that? Because it's in the animal's interest to go forward. It's an innate nature in an animal to move forward, to survive, to max out the capacity that they have in this existence. The human being and the human species is the only species that put limitations on what it can accomplish. And in most cases, the anxiety is only us having faith in the negative. The fear is us concocting things that do not exist, and then we are acting as if they are real. That's it. Like the fear of losing money. Why do you have that fear? You haven't lost the money yet. You haven't lost the money yet. You haven't even taken the step on what it would do. You don't even know how you would react in a situation because you've let the fear put limits on you. Your financial growth is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. You're scared to lose the job because immediately you start thinking, well, my bill's not gonna get paid. And well, I'm about to do this. And how do you know they still won't get paid? Your fear is keeping you from walking into the greatest blessing of your life. Your fear. Your fear. Growth. Getting rid of weaknesses through habit. Growth. Getting rid of weakness through habit. Habit is the key word. Habit is the word I want us to focus on. What are the habits that anchor you or propel you to where you gotta go? What are the habits? Like the human existence is, ooh, I just gotta chill through my body. The human existence is predominantly a construct of the habits that we've created. Yep. The human experience. It is a construct. The parameters of our life are based on the habits that we do or don't have. All right, let me make it make a little more sense. The words probably kind of like shook you for a bit, right? When I start talking about constructs and parameters, I don't want to go over nobody's head. I want, watch this. The limitations or the expectations on your life are based on the habits or the routines that you have. That make it make a little more sense to us. Right? That make it make a little more sense. Right? So, chat, I don't want to skydive. Why? Why? You've never skydiving before. You've only seen it. I'm not a morning person. Why? Why? You've put that on yourself. I don't like swimming. Why? I don't know how. Well, what have you learned? What have you spent the next 6 months learning how to swim? You know how to swim. We have to extinguish excuses and limitations. Extinguish them. We gotta get rid of them. Because the minute we become limitless is the minute we open ourselves to the fruitful and multiply factor that we were put on our life. We open up to that. We can't get abundance with limitations. We can't get perpetual growth with limitations. Jose, watch this. We can't get exceedingly abundantly above with limitations. We can't get that. We can't get that. But also, we must not allow people to fertilize their fears on us. Okay? You are a replica of the people you hang with and the environment you exist in. Right? You take on whatever limitations, whatever language, whatever barriers, you take those on. The only reason, the only way you can exceed those is by being introduced to new people. All right, let me make this make sense. You're the person in your group that is ambitious. You're the person in your group that has big dreams and goals. But everybody around you, no one around you sees what you see. They say you tripping. You from the hood. This is all we got. This is the best job you can ever have. You better settle for this. It don't get no better than this. Okay, I was once told a story, Jose. Can I tell a quick story? I was once told a story about an eagle that lived as a chicken. I was once told a story about an eagle that lived as a chicken. And so the eagle fell out of the nest one day. And the mama eagle had to make the sacrifice. It was either let that one fall or save the other ones. And the mama chose to make the sacrifice, which sometimes mothers have to make sacrifices that none of us can even fathom. And so the eagle, the baby eagle, was picked up by a farmer. And the farmer raised the eagle in the chicken coop. Now, the eagle, by nature, is a natural, it's an apex predator. It's an apex predator, meaning top tier. But the eagle started eating with the chickens, and so the eagle lost its identity. The eagle has a wingspan that is humongous, but instead of using the wingspan of an eagle, it hopped around like a chicken. Because the eagle wanted to fit in. The eagle wanted to fit in with the chickens. And so when the eagle saw the coyotes and the foxes, the eagle didn't try to fight them. He ran in the chicken coop like a chicken. When the eagle by nature will peck the hell out of that fox. Well, get out of here, you. I will take you and bring you to air and drop you and then peck you apart. Because it's an eagle. But when you don't know who you are, you can't maximize what you are. All right, when you don't know who you are, You can't maximize what you are. Those things that are embedded deep inside of you, you can't give birth to them because you operating like a chicken. All right? So watch this. So one day the chickens eating the corn and the grain, and mind you, this being an eagle, now that it's operating like a chicken, it done changed its whole palate. Okay, let me make that word a little better. It done changed its entire taste buds, right? It done changed its what it loves to eat. Its diet is different, right? It don't have a diet like an eagle. It now has a diet like a chicken. The appetite, right? It doesn't want to feast like an eagle. It gets fed like a chicken. It's two different things, right? And it's settled. It's settled for living in a chicken coop. It's settled for being bunched up. It's settled. And so one day while they was out eating the crumbs, right? It wasn't living off the land. It was living off what it was fed, which goes against everything in the eagle's nature. Somebody right now is going against everything in their natural nature because they won't fit in. They're letting other people dictate to them who they supposed to be, and you ain't soaring, you hopping, you ain't soaring. So watch me right quick. So one day the chickens look in the sky and was mesmerized at how the eagle was flying. They said, God. So the eagle asked the chicken, what is that thing? How does he get to soar like that? Not realizing that what he see is within him. Not realizing that what you're looking at, what you're mesmerized by is you. So the chicken tell him, man, that's an eagle. That's the baddest thing in the sky. So the eagle took 4 minutes in the car. He just looked, it was mesmerized. And so while everybody else eating and hopping around, the eagle just mesmerized. It's like, damn, I've never seen nothing like that. It's fearless. It's free. It's humongous. It's beautiful. It's radiant. It's opulent. And the eagle said, hey, stop daydreaming. You ain't nothing but a chicken. You'll never be an eagle. For all the chickens looking at the eagle itself, knowing that it's not like them. What happens when the people around you see your greatness, but they keep downplaying your greatness, and you start to now believe in the greatness? You start believing in the dumbing down part of you. You ain't believing in what you are because the people around you keep making you downplay who you are. And now you start believing you a chicken. Now you don't even want to fly like an eagle. You ain't tapping into what's inside of you. What happens? What are we doing here? And so the eagle looking in the sky, and the eagle in the sky, because we know eagles got amazing vision. Eagles got amazing vision. The eagle looked down and like, oh, that's my dog. Let me go holler at him. So when the eagle comes down to see his partner, all the other chickens run in the coop. But because the eagle was so like stuck and astounded by it, the eagle come out like, what's that? What you doing down here? And so the eagle who been in the chicken coop looking at him like, what you mean what I'm doing down here? I'm a chicken. The eagle took his wing and slapped him in the face. And so you done lost your mind. You an eagle, soar like one. You ain't a chicken. What are you eating? And so the eagle looked at the chicken and said, nah, I could never be that. I could never be what I saw you doing. And so one of the chickens came out and said, hey, it's time for us to go in. It's time for us to go in. And the eagle who was soaring in the sky looked at it. And the eagle who was with the chickens turned around and he went into the chicken coop. And the eagle who was soaring in the sky turned around, went back in the sky and soared off. And every day for the rest of that eagle's life, it wondered if that was true. He died a chicken. But here's what I want you to understand. When a new truth collides with an old belief, you are obligated to choose the one that serves you best. Because if you don't, you will die a chicken. Your financial growth is non-negotiable.